Hello, welcome to the Mama Squad podcast, episode 7. Today we are digging deep and we're talking about insecurities as parents. And let's be real, we all have them, we all feel them, we all know them, but we don't talk about them. And I know for me, it started from when I had my daughter. I never thought at 19, well, 20, that I was going to be a fit mother. And I was told that over and over again, that I was not going to be a fit mother. And here I am today. And it's like, wow, I really had this harsh insecurity. And still to this day, even though my kids are grown, I still question it. Am I a fit mother? Am I doing it right? But when you have this little tiny infant in your hand and you're like, oh God, I hope I don't break it. It's so much more real and difficult because they rely on you for every single thing.
Literally everything. When you said, I hope I don't break it, that literally like just tugged at my insecurity when I had my son. So I was 20 when I had my son, and I had the biggest fear, like this abnormal fear that my son was not going to wake up, or that he was going to die, or that he was going to break. So one day he rolled, he was like 8 months old, and he rolled off the bed. And oh my God, I went into a frantic, crazy, like ugly girl crying. Like I thought like the world ended. And I told some of the people I served with, and we all know Marines, cruel jokers. They decided to pretend they were CPS and gonna take away my child because I was so scared. That's a true story. That's what happened.
That is just evil.
Yeah, that is one way to get over your insecurity real fast. but that was one of my biggest insecurities. Or also when I was breastfeeding, that I was not producing enough milk. I don't know how many mothers go through this, and I hear it all the time. It's so constant that they're so afraid that their body's not going to produce enough milk.
Oh, yeah. I know with my first one, she couldn't nurse no matter what. I tried and tried, and I was bleeding trying to nurse her, and I'm crying. And I tried the shield, and I tried everything. And finally, I was like, someone give her a bottle or she's going to starve to death because I cannot do this. And I'll never forget that feeling of feeling like I failed her. But years later, I took her to the dentist when she was like 10. No, that was not the first time I took her to the dentist. Don't judge me that quickly. And they were like, oh, by the way, she has a lip tie.
What the hell is that?
So it's when like the inner part of your lip is kind of like tied up to your gum.
Which As is I'm the playing reason, with my tongue right now.
Which is the reason she couldn't latch.
Oh.
And I'm like, why didn't anybody tell me this when I was this poor 20-year-old girl like bawling her eyes out, bleeding from her chest because she couldn't nurse?
I'm really about to Google what that looks like. yeah, breastfeeding is a freaking huge one.
But for those of you who are maybe listening to this and you're really pushing through that breastfeeding right now, and maybe you're just feeling this insecurity in general, you know, we always hear breast is best. But listen, fed is best, guys.
Dude, yeah, like the goal of the game is to keep the baby alive and keep it fed. That's the goal. That's the goal of the game right now.
Make sure they don't sit in a crappy diaper. Like, you got this. Like, don't stress it too much. As long as the baby's being fed, that insecurity is, as much as I hate to say it, like in our minds. And society's going to push and push and push. But you need to do what's best for your mental health and for your baby.
Yeah, I 100%. I was thinking about right now going forward a few years, maybe not that many years, but like when I got out of the military, that was a huge, I was,
That comes with a whole new realm of insecurity.
Insecurity is like an understatement of a word of what everything that I was feeling. Like, and now thinking back on it, like, I can't imagine. Like, it was me and my son, and at that time I was married to my ex-husband. So I, you know, had some stability, but I can't imagine how it must feel for, like, the men that are getting out of the military, and they're so accustomed and so used to bringing the bacon home and providing for their families, and now all of a sudden you don't have a job lined up, you don't know what's next, for some people, when they come in when they're 17, they've never had a real civilian job. That is fucking scary. It took me 5 years to get to be like okay that I was out of the Marine Corps. I can't even imagine for people who've been in the Marine Corps or military their whole entire lives and having to transition and face the fact that they might not know where their next check is coming from.
Right. And it's a sense of identity. When you're in the military, it's not just your job. That a lot of people identify with that.
Yeah, it's your culture. It's your sense of self.
And spouses kind of deal with some of the same hardships, I guess, when it comes to that. Because once it's time to transition out, I know I was like, how am I going to fit in the civilian world? Now I have to find a job. I haven't done this in 5 years, which is a whole nother set of insecurities when every single job is like, well, your resume is not attractive enough to even speak to you. And it's just insecurity after insecurity. And I couldn't imagine being my husband or the military member who that they're told where to be, how to go, what to dress. And now they have to go out into the real world. And it's just a whole new
world.
Literally.
Yeah, world experience. Like, it's a culture of shock.
It really is. It's almost like walking into a place that you've never been before, even if you've lived there your entire life. And you're like, what? Why is this different? Why is this suddenly so much more difficult than it was before I joined the military?
It's like being an outsider.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. That's why I can't even imagine how it is. I struggled a lot. I still struggle sometimes. I'm very happy with the fact that I got out now, but I think I tried for 5 years after to come in because I lost friends. I didn't really lose friends, but in my mind, I lost friends. I lost the camaraderie. You just lose so much. And then you start getting these insecurities of like, why can't I make friends out here? Why isn't it the same? Why am I not funny like I was in the military?
You know what? That is so relatable. Like, it is so difficult to make friends in the civilian world for some reason.
Girl.
I don't get it. Like, I wasn't even the active duty military person, but like when you're in the military and you have a spouse, there's automatically a connection there.
Yeah, these people just get it. They just get us.
They get when you're like, listen, my husband and I fought over a garbage can placement. And they're like, girl, I got you. You said that to some civilian person. They're like, huh? That's stupid.
Like, why are you guys fighting about that? Because we are. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so different. And it's almost like you have to relearn who you are the moment you leave the military. Which brings a whole nother realm of insecurities, because then you're questioning who you are as a person. And what do you want?
Yeah. Oh my God. I was just thinking about it. I was about to go down this rabbit hole. Man, there's just so many people deal with so many different insecurities of things that they've experienced. Like I said, culture, getting out of the military, or being a new parent, putting food on the table, paying the bills. But we as women, like, society tells us the day we're born, how to be, how to look, what's acceptable, what's not, how thin you should be, you're being too fat, what your body should look like, just literally every piece of social media or something is telling us how to look, how to act, what's appropriate, what's not.
You know, it's funny. We've been watching Bridgerton recently.
Oh, I love that show, though.
And I'm watching this, and, like, my husband's like, oh, could you imagine if you had to call me Lord? I'm like, I would not make it in society. Like, this would be over, and I'd probably be locked in a dungeon somewhere. I don't know. But, you know, it's from day one, we're told you have to sit pretty. You have to be quiet. Your hair has to be great. Your makeup has to be perfect. You have to want to wear dresses and play dress up. And it's like, but what if I don't want to do that? What if I want to be a damn astronaut and wear an astronaut suit and go prance around the grocery store? I mean, I would look crazy, but.
But it's true. These ideas that we're put in our head that, like, a way that we have to be, and I'm currently struggling with that. Like, I told you guys in an earlier episode, I went to therapy and I got healthy as fuck. But one thing that I just couldn't face, and I'm actually still facing, is, like, how to love myself and, like, love my body. I struggle a lot with the way I look and how big I got, and I'm so happy at how much weight I've lost, but to me, I'm still not happy with the person I see in the mirror. I think.
I feel that. And I mean, looking at you, I can see the weight you've lost, and it's really amazing. So let that sink in a little bit. But no, I can see that, and I can feel that. Like, after kids, as people used to call me when I used to work at Applebee's, I was like an elastic band. I sprung back so fast. But then after my third one, it was way different. Like, it was so hard to lose the weight. And now, because I was sick for so long with my migraines and vertigo, I've gained so much weight that I look in the mirror and I'm like, ooh, what happened? And I realize it's in my head. Like, I am still the same beautiful person that I was before when I was a little tiny toothpick, but it is what it is. Like, own who you are, and that insecurity, I want to say the insecurity is going to go away, but it's always there.
No, I am not there. I'm not owning who I am yet. We are two sides of different coins right now, because I'm not there.
I'm trying to do that, but I really struggle with it. You know, it's hard when you look in the mirror, or even just you think, like, you just don't feel enough.
Yeah, that is actually the perfect statement. Like, I am so insecure, and it bleeds into, like, the relationship that I was in. I felt like I wasn't enough for this person. And I was talking to my friend, actually, about it, and I was saying it's weird how some men can really bring out some things in women, like either their insecurities or really take care of that woman so they can blossom and, like, get past them.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I'm, yeah.
You know, sometimes too, it's not just men, but who you hang with, right?
Yeah.
Our circles, I mean, my circle is like three people, and that includes my dog. It's one of those things where you have your circle, right? And that circle, if they don't boost you, if they don't make you feel good, then it might be time for a new circle.
Because, so I've been told.
We'll keep going. Just know, in general, we all deal with insecurities. One of my biggest ones, this is going to sound bad, but one of my biggest ones is I never feel smart enough.
Girl, are you serious?
I'm so serious. Like, I've never been the person who could walk into a room and be like, yeah, I'm probably the smartest person in this room. Meanwhile, I'm in the corner and I'm like, what am I going to say to that person talking politics? I got nothing. I'm going to stay away from that person. Or, you know, just, I have knowledge, but I don't feel like I have a vast amount of knowledge to fill, like, a full conversation half the time.
We literally have conversations every other week. That is crazy.
And they're recorded.
I know, right? what do you guys struggle with? What are you guys insecure about? I'd love to hear from you guys. I know that, like, you guys have been messaging us that you're hearing the podcast. I'd love a place where you guys can, like, post, like, what you guys think about it, or, like, maybe answer some questions and, like, hey, I'm insecure about X, Y, and Z, whatever.
Ooh, you know, another is a really big insecurity, and I know this is kind of just an all around the world thing, but money insecurity.
Girl, say no more.
That's huge.
I, you know where I came from. Like, I couldn't even keep the lights on one time. Like, I feel like I came such a long way, and, like, you know.
But do we ever get past it? Like, I feel like we're in a comfortable place right now, but I still feel like I have that money insecurity. Like, I'm still afraid to spend to do things that I want to do because I'd rather spend the money on something more important.
I literally said that, like, so I'm trying to take the kids to Arizona this summer to visit one of my friends. And I literally am having such a hard time buying these tickets, like, because I am second guessing, like, should I go? This money could go towards something else.
You know, it could. But if you look at the money spent as the experience worthwhile, it feels a little different. At least for me, it feels a little bit different.
I mean, it's just that mindset, though, of, like, oh, I can't get rid of this. I can't get rid of this money. I can't get rid of this money. I need to save, save, save. Of, like, you know, that mindset of, like, I'm afraid I won't have food later. I can't buy groceries. That's a fucking huge insecurity.
The groceries?
Yeah.
Yes. I was just going to say, that's another big one. I always have food in my cabinets, even if we don't always eat it. I know it's there in the case that something happens. At least there's something for my kids to eat that's not kibasi.
That's funny. I struggle a lot.
Yeah. And, you know, it's normal. Even though insecurities suck, like, it's normal to have them. It's just programming as humans, like, that's just kind of how it is. But society always makes it harder because you look on social media and everyone's living this beautiful, perfect life and their kids are so pristine,
and I'm everyone's like, found love and all these things. Oh my god, fuck it. Like, I am so afraid that I am unlovable, like, that I will not find love, that I'm too crazy to love, or I'm too out there, that I don't fit into this
bubble.
Yeah,
image bubble
box. Like,
you know what, that's something I love about you, though. Screw the box. Who needs the box? We just recycle those anyway.
Yeah, and it's easy to say, and it's great, like, when you have your friends telling you that, but it fucking sucks when you can't find someone to share it with because I'm too outside the box, or, like, all this stuff, and, like, I'm too high strung, or I'm, like, too whatever, whatever, whatever.
But are you, or is it their problem?
It just seems like I'm finding a lot of theirs and not enough of, like, my kind. Like, can someone just fit with me? Anyways.
But you know what? You're doing the great step of not fixing yourself. That was going to come out so wrong.
No, I am fixed myself. I'm fixed as fuck. Okay, therapy.
You know what? And that's helping. That's helping you realize where you're blossoming and where you need to maybe blossom less.
I know. I'm finally choosing me, is what I keep telling myself. It's just fucking sucks sometimes.
And the process of choosing you is a hard process, too. Because I know for me, when I decided, forget everybody else. I'm going to do me. It came with a whole nother realm of insecurities too. Because now I'm like, oh my God, I'm taking time away from my children. Am I failing my kids? Am I not giving them enough time? Am I not reading enough with my kid? Did I not give my husband enough attention? Am I not doing well enough at work? It just kept going. And eventually I was like, you know what? If they need something, they're going to say it. But I'm going to do me. And that was a process. It's still a process because there were times I sit in the shower and I cry about it. But
I literally just cried yesterday because I'm like, I'm not happy with myself. I don't want to be in these streets. I don't want to be alone.
The streets are scary.
I'm not made for these streets no more.
I actually had a conversation with someone at work about this recently. She also has a podcast. And we were just kind of talking about, you know, she's a single woman and just relationships are just so hard. And I couldn't imagine being a single person in this realm. The idea of doing dating through social media scares the bejesus.
Thanks me. A lot.
I love you, but it does scare me. Like, you got me. If something happens, call me. I'm there.
I'm nowhere near ready for that. When Miley Cyrus is my song right now, that flower song's like, I didn't want to leave. Like, I didn't want to leave. I wanted to be in this relationship. But it did bring out so many insecurities out in me. Like, I wasn't enough, or like, was this person going to leave me for somebody else? Like, were they going to find a skinnier person? Yeah,
I feel like that's throughout everywhere. And, you know, even though I've been married for 13 years, I still sometimes question that. Like, yeah, he wants to go to Brazil. Like, he's going to find someone who's got that better body and that sexy accent that I just don't have.
He would never leave you.
I know, because then I take up gardening. But with that said, we want you all to reach out to us and let us know, like, is there a topic you want to hear? Is there an insecurity that maybe we didn't cover? And maybe you just need someone to talk up to about it, because maybe you just don't have a tight circle that's there for you.
Yeah, I'd love to hear people who are listening, what your thoughts are. Like, fuck, talk to me, man.
And if you've liked this episode, share it with a friend. You never know what that other person may be going through. And maybe they're going to be sitting in their car or drinking their coffee on their couch and be like, damn, I felt that. And maybe they just need to know they're not alone too.
Yeah, my guys, like, we're all dealing with insecurities. You're not alone. You're not the first one. You're not the last one. I'm in this ship bus too.
Right. We are all in the same sinking ship, as I like to say. Better fill those holes quick, because I don't know how many people can fit in this boat.
Yeah.
So with that, I just want to thank you all so much for listening to this podcast today. We really dug deep on this one, so I hope you all have gained something from it, or just understand you're not alone. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach out to us. Wow, that was hard to say. Either on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, or you can just email us at heather.mamasquad@gmail.com. We look forward to the next podcast recording for you all, and I hope you have an awesome week.
Bye.